We have bittersweet breaking news for you. I consider this person obviously a dear friend of mine, somebody I've had the honor of working with and then becoming personal friends with over the years. But to many of you, he's become a familiar name here on WICC. He's really become familiar on television and throughout the state of Connecticut. He's kind of like a local celebrity. He's somebody who, in my opinion, has really put Connecticut on the map. More than it ever has before, and has done things that are very bold, are very different for Connecticut. He's been mentioned more than I think any other state official by the governor in the past few years. Anthony Anthony of the Office of Tourism is stepping down from his role as chief marketing officer. I can't believe I got through that.
It's strange to hear. It's super surreal. It's, you know, I don't even know what to say. And I'm for me being speechless is the strangest thing in the world.
I mean, obviously, we're going to look back and talk about what you've accomplished in. First of all, how long have you been in this role?
Almost 3 years.
Really? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but how in the world do you have that much impact in 3 years? I totally thought you were going to say like 5 or 6 years. I know you had originally, you and I had connected years ago when you were working for the governor, but it's only been 3 years, really?
Correct.
Man,
March 2023, by the time my last day is Friday, February 6th. And by the time that day rolls around, there'll be almost 3 years. So,
wow.
Yes, it's, I run very fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
And walls be damned. I will run through them.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, wow, I did not expect. I was honestly going to say 5 years. Wow, 3 years. You haven't even reached 3 years yet. You will, but that's,
I
correct myself there. That's crazy. I mean, Anthony, I don't say it because you're a friend of mine. I really do say it because.
Well, that helps.
I'm sure that really has helped you with your reputation. I mean, I think that you've become a pretty recognizable name in Connecticut. And I have to be honest with you. I'm not saying this to build your ego up. I really think it's beyond just having the double names. I think you've done things that Connecticut has never seen before. I mean, my parents who have lived here their whole lives know who you are. And it's not because they've ever met you. It's not because I talk about you. It's because your billboards or you're in the news constantly or you're name dropped by the governor. I mean, I think you're doing things with the Office of Tourism and with state tourism that, quite frankly, was never really a focus ever before.
Yeah, well, coming into this role back in 2023, you know, the governor and Commissioner Dom, who, you know, at the time was running DECD, you know, they really set it out that the mission was we needed to change perceptions of Connecticut. We needed to get it on the map again. And, you know, that in addition to increasing the number of businesses operating here and growing the state population, all of those would help our economy continue moving. And so that key part, which I've been working on with my team, we have together accomplished that. In the past few weeks, we've put out some news about national perceptions of Connecticut being turned on their head. Biggest brand perception change of Connecticut in state history. National perceptions being completely shifted from the state being considered small, boring, expensive, and quiet to fun, welcoming, progressive, and recognition of our food scene as one of the hallmarks of who we are. And so, you know, when 80% of people are saying that they see the state differently, it's a good note to go out on.
I mean, you've done things that are even beyond just taking what is true, which is some of the incredible treasures of Connecticut that I think debunk the idea that we're a pass-through state. It's not just highlighting facts. I mean, you've annoyed some people. I mean, you've annoyed people in New York. You've upset people in Massachusetts. But from your billboards to, you know, to like what you've done with pizza and you know, creating trails and things like that, first in the nation sort of things. I mean, you've upset some people.
Yes, we have.
I mean, but that to me, I mean, would you say that was part of your strategy in being so effective in your role? Was like, look, I'm going to do what's best for Connecticut, even if that means I don't want to say burning, but certainly bothering surrounding states.
Yes, it most it was. I wouldn't say it's part of the strategy. It was definitely an effective tactic. You know, it's funny, when we rebranded the state and then put up those Welcome to Connecticut Highway signs, Mark Pazniokas from the Connecticut Mirror in his headline said that we are a small but immodest state. And I think it's correct. That is correct. You know, I think the, you know, modesty has always been, you know, part of that Yankee ingenuity and identity that we have. And the reality is we're in a time where modesty is not a virtue, when everybody under the sun, from states and content creators to, you know, Fortune 100 brands and media outlets, are all trying to capture attention. You have to do things differently in order to stand out. And so really giving people a reason to stand up and pound their chest and be proud of the state, that is the strategy. That is really the core of it. And whether it's using provocative tactics or really core old school storytelling elements, you know, video, getting people in person. I mean, actually, I'll tell you this. You said that I'm on TV a lot, and I'm here with you every Friday chatting. The reason I do it, it's not necessarily because I enjoy it as much as I do love talking to you and everybody. It's the storytelling piece of it. And if that helps us get achieve our mission and chat with people and meet them where they are, then so be it.
You know, so it's interesting, Anthony, because I literally remember when you and I first started doing segments together. And
that was terrible. By the way, I was so, so nervous and so bad.
Listen, Anthony, are you kidding me? You know what I love? I love being humbled by my listeners who decided to stick around 7 years later, because they have no problem letting me know that I am unrecognizable compared to 2019 version Melissa. I mean, it's great. It's great. You know, there's nothing more humbling than talking to people who are like, listen, you were pretty bad. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. I know. Thanks for sticking with me. So don't worry about that. But I remember the first conversation you and I had, and I said, I love the fact that you're focused on us not being a cut-through state, because I am born and raised Connecticut. I have insane amounts of pride for Connecticut. It's not just because my family is here. I love this state. And one of the things that used to irk me so much growing up here was that it was always looked at as just this place sandwiched between New York and Boston. It was actually one of the things that used to bother me the most, or like when I would travel somewhere and, you know, especially to another country, and I had to say I'm from New York or I'm from Boston, and because no one knew what Connecticut was. And I remember having this conversation with you so vividly, and you were like, we're getting away from that. Here's the thing that's interesting that people may not realize so many years later. You're not from here. You're not originally from Connecticut. So why was that a mission for you? Like, why did you care so much?
Because I have fallen in love with Connecticut. You know, I've probably, all your listeners have probably heard me tell this story at one point or another. When I first moved here in 2021, my first day working for Governor Lamont was on a Monday in May. And I roll in on Sunday night. I had to stay in a hotel for a couple of weeks. And I go in with all my stuff, and I'm really excited. And the person at the front desk says to me, she goes, what, are you moving in? I said, yes. And she goes, why? Why? Like asking me why I came to Connecticut, as if it was a bad move. And then a couple of weeks later, Kara and I went to her doctor appointment. She was pregnant with Julian, and the receptionist at the front desk asked us the same question. She goes, where are you guys moving in? You're new? And we said, yep. And she goes, why? And I realized that, like, people were really down on Connecticut. Mm. And then over the course of that first year, being with the governor, traveling around the state, meeting people, recognizing all there is to not only be proud of in Connecticut, but all the gems that exist. And most importantly, it's the people and the spirit that exists here. It's that entrepreneurial, can-do, creative, welcoming attitude that is most important. And so really just wanting to take all that and shine a spotlight on it and give people that reason to be proud. And, you know, I was chatting with a reporter yesterday who asked, he goes, make it here, right? And I'm like, yes, that was the campaign. And he goes, why don't you say that more? I said, because it's not about the words. It's more about the spirit. And it's not like it's something that we created out of thin air. It's always existed. It's just a matter of we're saying it differently than we used to.
pretty big Connecticut news. Anthony, the chief marketing officer for the state of Connecticut with the Office of Tourism, has decided to leave his post. It's so weird to say that out loud. It really is. You know, Anthony has become obviously somebody I work very closely with, but also has become a very dear friend of mine over the years. And we'll get to what your next plan is. But Anthony, I want to kind of reassure people that you have built up an incredible team during your time in this position, right? I mean, are they going to continue with sort of the vision you have created, the foundation you have made for making Connecticut relevant? Or are you sort of like, hey, you know, whoever takes this position can go in their own direction, but like, let's remember that Connecticut is not just a pass through or a sandwich state.
I think the most lasting impact of all the things that we've been able to do is the fact that we put together this team. You know, previously the Office of Tourism and then the Office of Marketing Branding were two different things. And now they're one, and we have a brand director, we have a tourism director, we have a creative director, we have an outreach director among a full staff. I mean, total all in, we've got about 15 people full and part-time. So I think the most important thing is recognizing that the work that we've accomplished is a sum of its parts, has little to do with me, and it has everything to do with all of us working together. So I think that they will continue that. You know, I think we've created a strong foundation, a strong strategy, and there's so many great things that still need to be promoted and stories to be told. So, you know, the mission continues.
What would you say are some of your biggest success stories in this role?
Oh my gosh.
Besides becoming friends with me, obviously. I know that's in your top 10. I'm aware of that, but like we don't need to go over that. We don't have to go there.
1,000%. I'd say one, the dramatic transformation in perceptions of Connecticut nationally, not just, you know, in the state or beyond. You know, the data that we put out from a national brand survey shows that, and it shows that, you know, when people are seeing what we've put out, it makes all of the difference. Two, I mean, I think just from fun, some really fun things was the inaugural Governor's Award of Excellence. Getting to meet Keith Richards and really promoting the values of our state to somebody so monumental like that is huge. And obviously all the pizza work that we've done, you know, while very much, you know, strategic and tactical as a way of getting in the news, it was a lot of fun as well. I mean, like I think the relationships that I've developed is the most important thing. And that's my favorite part of this role.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. It's just so, I still can't believe you've only been doing this for 3 years. It feels like it's been a long time. When I tell you, Anthony, that I of course I knew the news because, like I said, Anthony is a friend of mine. So I've known about it. I've been waiting for you to make this announcement. But I told a couple of my colleagues that you were leaving. When I tell you, the reaction from the newsroom at Connoisseur Media was, are you kidding? What do you mean? Like, that's a big deal. In fact, that was a direct quote from one of my bosses. Wait, that's a big deal. I'm like, yeah, no, I know. I'm very aware of it. I mean, I think that, again, you've become kind of a household name and somebody in the state of Connecticut that I don't know if it was ever on my bingo card for life that like the chief marketing officer for the state was going to be, you know, like kind of a local celebrity, if you will. But it is funny how many people know you. And I don't really think it's because your name is Anthony, although I don't think that hurts. You know,
I'd tell you, it wasn't on my bingo card. They'd be hearing this ever. Like, if you'd have told me 5 years ago that when I was about to move to Connecticut, that all of this would be happening, I would tell you to get your head examined.
There you go.
But that's life. And it's been, I'm incredibly proud. I am beyond grateful for the opportunity that Governor Lamont and First Lady have given me to be here. I've made lifelong friends and people that I love working with, and, you know, I want to continue supporting it. Despite the fact that I won't be in this role, I think the mission continues just in a different capacity.
So are you able to share with people where you're going, what your next journey is, or are you going to be announcing that soon?
I will be after the new year. I will share that news. Okay. It's not going to be a huge, huge surprise. I don't think it, at least. So, but you know, I think we'll more to talk about it come the new year.
All right. Well, Anthony,
I'm not going anywhere until February 6th. So,
I know.
We'll be talking until then.
Oh, you think I'd be this calm if I knew you were just going to start ditching Friday mornings? Give me a break. Come on. Listen, I'm neurotic. I think you know this. Anthony, we will talk to you. I'm not even going to end this by being like, well, thanks for your service, because we're not there yet. Okay. But I do appreciate you keeping us in the loop and telling us this. And I obviously am going to wish you luck when the time comes. But there's no need for that right now. So I will see you Friday morning. That's what we're going to do. We're going to end it by saying I'll see you Friday morning.
It is a deal. I will see you Friday morning.
Perfect. Anthony of the Office of Tourism right here on WICC. Pretty big announcement. But as he mentioned, he is going to be leaving his post in February. So we still got him for a couple of months. Don't you worry about that.